from speedy horses to high-flying bats. Well, one bat in particular, the NPR bat. Back in December, we introduced you to a tiny, silver-haired bat. NPR staffers discovered the little critter tucked in the crack of a building across the street from our headquarters here in Washington.
The bat undoubtedly thinks that he's found himself a nice rock crevice. And because he's a bat, he's not thinking traffic, travel, people, predators.
That's bat expert Leslie Sturgis. The bat was suffering from dehydration, she determined, and this loud, busy city corner was not the best place to spend the winter. So she decided to take our mascot back to her bat sanctuary in Northern Virginia.
Oh, it's moving! Oh,
it's moving! And see how he's in slow motion? That's his defensive...
God, he's hissing at you. Okay, Leslie has picked up the bat. It is in her hands. It's stretching out its wings. It's got its mouth wide open, and it's clicking and hissing.
We're glad to report now that over the last 3 months, Leslie Sturgis nursed the bat to a full recovery and discovered that he was actually a she. This week, Sturgis released her at twilight into the woods along the Potomac River.
I'm just going to point her this way. I want to get my puny little bit of light on her because I want to make sure she doesn't hit the ground. Good luck, girl. Have babies. And there she goes.
The NPR bat back in the wild. Thanks to Leslie Sturgis and her Bat World Nova Sanctuary.